so you can get drawn into it. When you know it's wrong, but you still do it.
What did you do when you walked into the shop? Can you remember what was around you?
Yeah, there was other people in there. And there was clothes everywhere. Smashed glass everywhere.
And what did you do?
I just picked up some shoes and walked out.
Were they shoes that you actually wanted?
No.
Did you need those shoes?
No.
Did you look at the size of the shoes?
No.
Would the shoes have fitted you?
No. And they were men's.
And were you taking the shoes for a boyfriend?
No.
Who were the shoes for in your mind?
Nobody. I just picked them up and took them for no reason at all. There was no need for me to take them.
Because you could?
Yeah.
And you walk out and you've got these shoes in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do next?
I walk out of the shop and then I throw them away. And then walk off.
And this was to be walking into that shop, putting the shoes in your hand, throwing them away, was an incident which was to dramatically impact on your life.
Yeah, my career.
Why did you throw them away?
Because I had no intent to keep them or steal anything. I just did it because basically I could at that time. But it's something I regret.
But again, you walk out and you could walk away with the shoes.
Yeah.
So why? What? Explain to me the brain process of throwing them away.
Because I don't need them. I didn't need them.
So you take the risk.
Yeah.
You put yourself in danger.
Yeah.
Then you throw them away.
Yeah.
And you go home.
Yeah.
And what happens next?
And then I go to work on that same night. And I didn't think anything of that.
When did you know you were in trouble, Danielle?
The next day when I was pictured on the front page of the newspaper.
So your picture was then on the front page of a newspaper?
Yeah, and centre page.
What did that feel like?
I was in shock, really, because I didn't think anything would happen about me, because I walked in the shop and I came out with trainers, but I chucked them away and there was people there at the time walking away with TVs, jewellery, big bundles of clothes, and then I was pictured just there with them shoes.